Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. It's the 1st of July, which means the first half of 2020 is in the books. That's welcome news for many business owners who had to shut their doors and lay off workers during pandemic-related restrictions. So what should we expect from Ohio's economy in the second half of the year? With me to talk about that is owner of Regionomics LLC, Bill Lafayette. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Debbie.
So let's put this moment into context. If we can look at how strong Ohio's economy is right now and then Central Ohio's economy.
Ohio has lost 768,000 jobs since February, compared to a loss of 411,000 jobs through the entire period of the Great Recession. Central Ohio is really down too, but doing a little bit better. We've lost 141,000 jobs compared to a loss of 48,000 10 years ago.
What industry jobs then are most affected by the pandemic?
By far, what we call leisure and hospitality, arts, entertainment, hotels, and restaurants, those have lost half of the employment that they've had in February, and that accounts for about a third of the entire loss region-wide, statewide.
Do you see those jobs coming back soon or slowly?
Very slowly. Even though restaurants are reopening, they're reopening with severe limitation, and there are a whole lot of people who are still scared to go out of their house.
How are small businesses doing, the retail businesses, the personal services, nail, hair salons?
We can expect that they're doing a whole lot worse because they don't have the deep pockets of the big chain. And so they live paycheck to paycheck, just as many households do. And as their revenue has dried up, they do not have the wherewithal to, in many cases, survive.
You predicted only about 1% growth for Central Ohio's economy in 2020, even before the pandemic hit. What would you predict now for Central Ohio as well as the state?
Well, it's very hard to say simply because we don't know the course of the pandemic here on out. Lately, infections statewide have been rising. And so if we get back into a condition where we have to, heaven forbid, shut the economy down again, that could be very serious. But even if we don't, it's going to be a long, slow slog back.
So much of this hinges on unknowns. Is that correct?
Yes, whole lot more than usual.
So we could face a completely different situation if the state has to shut down businesses again.
Yes, that would be truly catastrophic. The problem with the uncertainty that we're facing now is that businesses can't plan. They can't prepare. What if you're a restaurant ordering all kinds of inventory because you've been allowed to reopen and all of a sudden you have to shut down again? All that inventory is lost.
And besides that kind of uncertainty, what are the challenges you still see ahead then?
There are challenges to pretty much all sectors. All sectors are facing losses. They're just not as catastrophic as the losses in leisure and hospitality.
Is there anything else state and local leaders could do to boost the return of the economy?
Well, part of it is getting funds into the hands of households, but part of it, too, is understanding that local governments in particular are under great stress. Income taxes are down, sales taxes are down.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Bill Lafayette, owner of Regionomics LLC. Thanks again, Bill.
Thank you, Debbie.